name's Jonathan Watt, and I am filled with an even greater sense of well-being than normal because it is my enormous privilege to be introducing a very special live and exclusive on Radio 2 here. The man you are about to enjoy performing live is, in my not-so-humble opinion, the greatest singer, the greatest performer, the greatest entertainer of the last 100 years. And even though it's only early in this century, I think he'll be in the top five when we come to tally it up in about 98 years from now. He has had number ones that are older than Britney Spears, ladies and gentlemen, and yet he is still performing some of the most interesting and vital work of his career. Most people who we admire and we like, they have maybe 4 or 5 years of creativity, and then, let's face it, they coast. Not this man. All those of you who've already bought his new album, Heathen, will know that it is as good, if not better, than any of the work in his career, and already many of us consider it to be our favourite album. He will be performing songs from that this evening, and if you haven't bought a copy, go out and get one, because after this shameless promotional piece of work by me, I now get 10% of all proceeds. It's going to be a great concert. I'm going to introduce the band and the man himself in a minute, but first of all, although we have an hour to fill, I thought maybe I'd take 20 or 25 minutes to say what his music has meant to me over the years. With, I think, the best live band I've ever seen live, Mr. David Bowie!
Hi, everyone. It's really good to be here. This is the truth, and this the business we take. This is our number. Sunday, and it comes from the album Heathen. I have no idea why, over the last 10 years, so many songs. Well, it's so easy to write songs of such anxiety. I find it troubling that we keep returning to that kind of subject matter. It makes one very apprehensive about the future. Sorry, just thought about saying that. But it really is odd that it is so easy to get into that mood to write about that kind of situation. I find that very disturbing. I don't like writing songs like that, as though strange that might sound. Anyways, please listen to the next one. This is called Look Back in Anger. Comes from a long time ago. Thank you. Thanks very much. That was from, what album was that? Oh, I don't know. That album with the cover. You remember the one with the cover? That one. If I've got my eyes closed a lot during this, it's because I know we're on radio. No, I'm not being sort of antisocial. I'm trying to hear the sounds better in my head. That's just my problem. I mean, I don't know why I'm sharing that with you. This is another track from Heathen. It's by the Pixies originally. It's called Cactus. Dress and send it to me. Thank you. That was written by Frank Black of the Pixies. I never really got the story straight. He either wrote it about a flatmate of his who was in prison, or he himself. I don't think Frank was in prison. Maybe it was he was living with a Mexican guy at some point who was kind of a psycho, real crazy guy. And I think he'd been to prison, and that was come out of that. Oh, here's an old one. This was written way back in 2000. It's called Survive. Face. survive. Thank you very much. Okay, this is a new song there from Heathen, I think this is our favourite. Is it our favourite?
It's
one of our favourites anyway. This is called 515, The Angels Have Gone. Beautiful solo there, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, that was, yeah, of course, unlike the others, that was a miserable song. There are a couple of things that we put in here that we thought would be acceptable. I think with Jonathan, we haven't, mainly because he loves to see somebody do something they haven't done for a very long time. In my case, do these two songs. First one of which, we don't really know these very well, promise you, we haven't. This one I haven't done for years. And so we're going to try it now. It's called... let's not announce it, we'll just do it.
Thank you.
last time we did that one. That's a long time ago. Of course, that was by Kurt Vile, lyrics by Bertolt Brecht. Oh, this one's a lot easier to remember. This one's the current single. This is a very strange song because it started out as... I wrote this album on the top of a mountain. Some of you probably know all this. And it was very majestic at the top, very melancholy. We were very much on our own, completely isolated. And for some reason, my mind went back to, those very sad periods in one's life. And one for me, of course, was in the late 60s, when my father died. And I just recall that at the time, and subsequently, with many friends who have passed away, I can't exclude the idea or banish the idea that they've sort of gone away on some kind of extended holiday. It's like my mind plays an infantile kind of trick and says, they'll be back. You know, you kind of have that feeling. And it takes an awful long time to kind of, I suppose it's you resign yourself. You can't resolve it, that they're not coming back. So anyway, that kind of prompted this song. It's not specifically about my father, but it is about that situation where you can't really believe that they've gone away, so you kind of adopt that holiday situation instead. Other than that, it's really cheerful. I just mentioned to Jonathan, and this is only, I think, just pure coincidence, but it just struck me the other day that as it's a single, it was released a couple of days ago, on the Monday, I suppose it was, which, of course, was the anniversary of Mark Boland's death, so it just seemed, totally weird. But Mark probably planned it himself, because he was a very clever guy, Mark. Okay, so these were friends missed and family missed. This one's called Everyone Says Hi.
Said you took a big trip. They said you moved away. It happened all so quietly, they say. Thank you.
Thanks very much. This song is one that, you know, I said that I would never, ever do again. And true to my track record, we're going to do it tonight. Well, this isn't the second one. The second surprise one is a surprise. It's coming later. This might be a surprise. Tonight, you like me and I like it all. You love dancing and you look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You track your thing, you put them on. This song is sincerely, this is really quite unique to our situation. For this song, I have never, please don't correct me, anybody, because I'm sure I'm right on this. I've never, ever performed this in my life until this minute. One of the reasons probably is that there are more words in this than there are in Tolstoy's War and Peace. I mean, this thing goes on. No, it's not just these three pages, this entire book. Let's all wish this, all of us, luck on this one. Off you go. The story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. We live a lie like they hope it was.
And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads are grown and less are shown how they keep their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to a latent fuss. The streets like the crust of the sun, the beautiful. And our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the door. Oh, when we were gone, hanging out with your dwarf man, we were so dead. Wax so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old, and dust would flow through our breeze and go with its midnight back to the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. And the solid book we wrote be found today. And it was stalking time for the moon boys, the Bewley brothers, with our backs on the arch. And the devil may be here, but he can sing about that. Oh, we were calm, real cool. So turned on. We thought we were fakers. Now the dress is on, the ticket pawn, the factor match, the proof fact is melted down. I'm woven on the edging of my pillow. Upon the rocks, could be dead, could be not, could be you. He's chameleon, comedian, Corinthian caricature. Shooting up high in the sky, Bewley brothers. And the feeble and the bad, the Bewley brothers. And the blessed and cold.
I wanted to do the little gnomic voices, but I didn't have time to prepare tapes and all that. But look, we've had a wonderful time. I'm afraid our hour is over. Well, our hour was over 15 minutes ago, but I talk too much. I do go on. I can really rabbit, you know. You'd hate to spend an evening with me in conversation. Right? Firstly, you'll never get a word in. But once I get going, I just don't shut up. It's been a joy, really. We've had a lot of fun. And doing those new ones is terribly exciting. I guess we'll keep them in the act now, so we'll try and do something. Shall we? I mean, we can't do Bewley Brothers in a big place. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know it, though, apart from you lot. You know, it's not like it's Let's Dance or something, is it? Go on, argue with me. Go on. Oh, yeah? Listen, thank you very much. Be safe. Have a wonderful year coming up. And we'll see you again shortly. This is last track from us, and it's also the last track on the album Heathen, and it's called Heathen.
Thank you.
Gosling, Oslick, Mark Platy, Sterling Campbell, Gaylan Dorsey, Catherine Russell, Jerry Lennon, David Bowie. Thank you very much indeed. God bless.
I suppose that was okay. That was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah. Join me in saying thank you again to David and his band, if you will. That was incredible. What a fantastic show. Thanks, as I said, to David Bowie and his band. Tonight's live and exclusive was produced by the Radio 2 Live Music Unit. For me, Jonathan Ross, good night.